This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Grand Junction man is still in prison despite having his three-decade-old murder charges dropped. James Genrick was originally convicted in a series of pipe bombings before a new trial was ordered over discredited evidence. Innocence Project attorney Chris Fabricant says he remains incarcerated on lesser charges because of a technicality.
And we believe the evidence shows that Mr. Genrick is in fact innocent and was wrongfully convicted.
Genrick's murder charges were dropped last week. He's now serving a 72-year sentence, but is now eligible for parole. The latest forecasts for water in the Colorado River show a grim picture. Low snowpack across the Rocky Mountains will lead to a tense summer for water managers. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Incredibly low, seriously dry, depressing. Those are just some of the words tossed around by scientists in the latest briefing on drought conditions. Nels Bjarke is a scientist with the Western Water Assessment. He says hot and dry conditions stacked up all winter.
There is possibility that we could experience the driest or historical low flows on record. The notion that a wet kind of April, May, June might save us is quickly leaving the building.
That shortage could send major reservoirs like Lake Powell plummeting to record lows, adding pressure to already tense negotiations about how to share water. If state leaders can't agree, the federal government could force major cutbacks on the supply that flows to Arizona. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
And this is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 7:06.